It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Mindsize. If you're looking for WooCommerce support, check out their monthly plans at mindsize.com. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. Pat has the week off, so you're stuck with me. Let's get into the news. With no major acquisitions, events, or feature releases this week, we can all take an exhale of relief. Today's theme is reflection. WP Minute contributor Joe Casabona reflects on the state of the word. Hosted by Matt Mullenweg, he shares strong opinions on how you might give back to WordPress by taking care of yourself first.
When I was in college, I learned about St. Ignatius and the idea of cura personalis, or care for the entire person. I'd like to think of contributing more like that. The idea behind Ignatius's teachings of cura personalis is that we can't take care of others if we neglect to take care of ourselves.
WP Minute producer Michelle Frechette represented Post Status in an interview with Matt Mullenweg talking about acquisitions in the WordPress ecosystem. Matt says Automattic is participating in all parts of the ecosystem from investment to purchasing companies.
I've been on all sides of this. So I've been starting something new. I've decided not to sell. I've decided to sell some things. And I've been a buyer. So I have a lot of respect for every single part of this ecosystem. If you want investment, we'll invest. If you want to sell, we'll buy it. Like that, we participate in all parts of the ecosystem as well. And part of that's because like we're trying to support the whole WordPress world. We want to support whatever the entrepreneurs involved are looking for.
Nexus shares 22 predictions to look forward to in 2022. WP Minute producer Daniel Shootsmith was quoted on his take of the full site editing knowledge gap. Daniel states, as block-based themes and full-site editing take over the WordPress landscape, they may create a knowledge gap among WordPress users. Check out that article for 21 more predictions. David Bissett asks us to reflect on what we think the biggest news items are for WordPress this year. Send him your message to be included in the roundup in the zip message that's linked in the show notes. Reflecting on all of the awards, the WP Weekly Awards for 2021 concluded. Elementor claimed the most voted page builder. Yoast won for best SEO plugin, and I came in fourth place for the Matt Report podcast with a WP Minute ever so slightly behind, holding down the 15th spot. I can't wait for next year. And speaking of audio, at Francisco on WP Slack has shared an update about Openverse on make.wordpress.org and where the next iteration is leading us. He shares some mockups of what searching and discovering audio plus images might look like on the platform. From the grab bag, Daniel Shootsmith started a Twitter community for WordPress, though Twitter community interface and features are lacking. Check out that if you'd like to join on Twitter. Protocol asks if Matt Mullenweg can save the internet. Comment and let me know if you think he can. And lastly, Treehouse, the education platform, was sold. See the link to Ryan Carson's thread on Twitter. Coming up next, two audio segments from the two Michelles here at the WP Minute.
Hi, my name is Michelle Shulp, and this is your Mind and Body Minute. One of the most popular New Year's resolutions is adopting a healthier lifestyle. Unfortunately, we have a hard time actually setting these types of goals. Our resolutions are often vague, negative, or otherwise impossible to accomplish, leaving us feeling demotivated and even giving up. So how do we set a positive, achievable wellness goal that we actually stick to? I recommend taking a lesson from agile development and how to break larger features down into manageable tasks. Agile tasks use the acronym INVEST: independent, negotiable, valuable, estimable, sized appropriately, and testable. Independent means self-contained. What parts of your goal can be achieved separately? Negotiable means that can be modified. How can you adjust your goal without abandoning it as circumstances change? Valuable means having a useful outcome. Why are you choosing this goal? What does it mean for your life? Estimable means all effort is properly accounted for. What do you have to buy, prepare, or plan to support your new goal? Sized appropriately means it matches the time and resources allotted. What fits your experience and energy level? Can it be built upon later? And testable means you can demonstrate the work has been completed. By using INVEST to define your health and fitness goals, you are setting yourself up for success in the new year. I'd love to hear how it goes. For more of my thoughts on mindful wellness, visit fitnessandfreelance.com or continue the conversation with me on Twitter at MarkTimeMedia.
Michelle Frechette with a WP Minute on Community, and this is hot off returning from the State of the Word. this week in New York City. I will tell you that my take on community after visiting the State of the Word is that community is alive and well. Watching the community tweets through the State of the Word and afterwards, watching the engagement online, all of the roundup posts, and of course, having been to an in-person event around WordPress has given me a new hope and a renewed excitement about moving forward with in-person events. I am planning to be at WordCamp Birmingham the first weekend in February. Very much looking forward to that. And seeing so many friends this week, I know I'll see a lot of friends there too. It's very exciting. Things are moving forward. Things are happening in person. And I couldn't be more excited to be able to continue to share those kinds of things with you all. And if you continue to want to watch things from home because of the COVID issues that happen in our world, I applaud that as well. I think we each need to make the decision that's right for us going forward, whether it's to consume information online or attend in person. Whatever that is, I really do appreciate every person's ability to make those decisions for themselves and not be bullied into doing something they don't want to do or don't feel comfortable doing. So partake of the future of WordPress however you will. I, for one, will be at in-person events and happy to report back out to you all how exciting things are going in WordPress. If there's any questions you have about moving forward with in-person events, I'm happy to discuss them with you. Direct message me on Twitter at Michelle Ames. My DMs are always open and I always look forward to sharing. That's your WP Minute.
Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today, Jeff Chandler, Joe Casabona, Michelle Frechette, and Daniel Shootsmith. You can buy me a coffee to support the show or join as a member for $79 for the year to get you access to the private Discord server, become part of our merry band of WordPress newsies, and get involved in the weekly WordPress news like everyone I mentioned above. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it on your social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. And don't forget to tell your friends how cool this episode was. Jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.